Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb tag. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. Acquit. If the fabulous blood don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Hey guys, what's up? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom episode. We're all over. We're all spread out. I am Big Jokerson. I'm here in Timonium, Maryland. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez, is in Colorado Springs?
No, last night, Colorado Springs. Now I'm in Denver. Just got to Denver today.
Denver rules, dude. Great city.
Dude, Colorado Springs was sold out on a Wednesday. They didn't even have us advertised on their phone. Like, they have a flyer of upcoming shows. We weren't even on it. I was like, what the fuck? It was 100% our audience.
I told you long time ago that I think you'll fall in love with Denver and even consider doing a Skank Fest there because it's a big Legion of Skanks town, man. You're going to feel that. Oh,
yeah. You may not sell out, but the hotel definitely sold out of rooms with king size beds.
True on that.
No, dude, I asked for them to tear one king size bed in half and put it in my room the way any true king would.
You think a king's only going to have one bed?
You're such a strong king, dude.
No, you know what it was? I got here early. It's only 1 o'clock here. I got here at like noon. No, we know. And it was like, if you guys want your room now, you can go and take a double, which it really drives me out of my mind.
Hey, Louis, can I tell you something? I also am in a two bed bedroom.
Early check in. It happens like 50% of the time you early check in. They're like,
well, I didn't early check in. I was booked here for yesterday. I got here at 3 something in the mornings. I drove down last night. So when I got here, I checked in. I got into the room. It was two bed right away. I called the front desk. I go, are there any like single king's bedrooms? And they go, not tonight. And I went, okay.
Oh, this guy thinks he's a king. Okay.
Yeah, dude. It is. I used to, when I was younger, by the way, I would have never again thought of even asking or being concerned about it. I go, oh, this is the room I got. Now I'm like, wait, yes, this is dumb.
Why is everything like all the terminology for bedrooms are all old timey and like lord and serf? It's like the master bedroom and your king size bed. And it's all, it makes you feel good about yourself.
California queen. Bedroom. That's what I call Tim Dillon.
I call my second bedroom the slave quarters.
You know what I did, dude? I killed them with kindness. I was in Cleveland and they charged me a weed smoking fee or a smoking fee for my room. And I did not smoke, as you watch Jay smoking in his room right now. But I did not smoke. What I did was I rolled in the room and then I left the weed like on the table because who fucking cares? Like, I don't need to clean up every fucking weed speck. It's not illegal, or it's not, I guess it is illegal in Cleveland to roll weed, but
probably.
Yeah, they didn't, when I called them up and I told them I had a medical license, they didn't know that I didn't. But instead of
take the charge off,
instead of freaking out, usually I would freak out like, what's going on here? You know, I called them up. I was like, hey guys, you know, I was like, they charged me. This is so weird. I don't know why they would do that. I was like, I'm a regular, I'm a Hilton Honors member. You can check and see how often I stay at Hilton. And I just really, I killed them with kindness. And
the end.
And they, mm-hmm.
No,
great story.
Awesome. Back. Great. 2 days past Cleveland.
No way.
And
dude. And then it all went fine.
Dude, I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went fine. And then she was like, you know what, Mr. Gomez, you were right, Dad.
That's the best story you ever told.
It's a weird part of that. Weird that that's the part that got through. You look like a ventriloquist right now.
I'll never tell that story again.
Oh, man. Lewis, that was one of the best ones you ever ripped on us, dude. That was awesome. I say we got... Can I tell you the words we got of that?
What?
I killed him with kindness, dude. Hip, hop, hip, hop. Then I swear to you...
Hip, hop, the hibbit to the hibbit?
I swear to you, then you hear...
You're right, Mr. Gomez.
It unfroze for a second for you to go, you're absolutely right, Mr. Gomez. Hip, hop, boop, zip.
Honestly, you don't need any more of the story. That was it.
I think I get basically the story is that you were nice and they gave you a refund, if I get it correctly.
Is this better?
I think it's doing a little better. Let's give it a shot.
Better ever since you stopped talking for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that should be the name. That should be how we describe the podcast.
And not just the internet connection, just life.
Have you closed out all your other windows?
Let me see. Do I have anything else open? No, I don't really. I mean, I have nothing else open, really.
Yeah. I mean, I have my beat mixer open.
What it is you do have open, because that was so, you were like, I don't have anything on that's like really or anything.
Well, I have Google Chrome open.
Get rid of it. Yes, Dave?
So the moral of that story that got all chopped up was basically you weren't Lewis, you didn't spaz out on them, and it all worked out great.
It all worked out. They were
and you got a better result than you normally get. So this is you at 40 years old. You just had like a moment where you were like, you mean if I don't threaten to smash people in the face, they're more likely to be nice to me?
You know, Dave, I came up with a saying that I'm going to start using. You can catch more flies with honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you invented that. Right. Can I tell you something?
Wait, is that the end of the saying? Is it compared to something else?
So good right this moment that it makes me think that story was a lie and God stopped it from getting out to the world.
Maybe that's true. Guys, I was never nice to that person. They charged me double.
Lewis is no longer a Hilton Honors member.
I've been
kicked out.
I've been nailed with the smoking fee twice ever.
I've been nailed with it a few times, and I have been smoking when I've been nailed with it. So that was the point, was I wasn't actually smoking in the room. I was just rolling up in the room. And
me and you, Jay, back in the day, we used to smoke in every single hotel room.
Never had a problem.
I don't think my problems were cigarettes.
Both of my problems were in the last several years.
The one time we got hit with that was when me and Lewis and Katie went to the UFC. Michael Bisping versus Rashad Evans.
No.
Yes.
That was in Philly. She went to the UFC with us, dude.
No, this was a different UFC.
Yeah, it wasn't that one.
It was Michael Bisping versus Rashad Evans.
That was the time where we always tell the story. Philly was the time where those guys called her fat and they did nothing about it.
we basically agreed with them. You're like, wow, I'm going to sue you for slander on that one.
Why don't you sit down and shut this fat bitch up? And I was like, psh. I think Lewis used to fuck her, so he's got to do something.
Yeah. So okay. So we're all agreed that if this fat bitch sits down, we're not going to fight.
We can stop this and just watch the goddamn watch the event, please.
I mean, okay, you all want to watch this main event, right? That was the reality. In my mind, I was going like, I don't want to fight you. Yeah. I don't want to. What'd you say?
That was the big concern. Where I was like, dude, this is if we fight, we're getting kicked out. Like,
yeah, everyone here is being kicked out.
Like, are we ending the night? Because these guys are, we're no real thing with these guys other than we're doing for some reason, the front and back, we're doing that, like, when you turn in a car and you catch faces with someone, you just mug each other to see, like, it was just that. It was nothing. It was just, like, testosterone.
No.
The dude talks shit to Lewis.
Because I'm, right. Which honestly, and I also, look, I don't get him talking shit to me, but I do understand how what I was doing was obnoxious.
You were being Lewis.
Classic
Lewis and younger Lewis.
I was heckling fighters. I was going, boo, you fucking stink.
Lewis was going, Lewis, it was like one of the prelim fights and Lewis is going, boring. And the guy in front, now there's only one guy, all his friends had left. There's just one guy in front and he goes, looks back and goes, you're not funny. And then Lewis is like, well, what motherfucker? He goes, what? You're going to say the same thing the entire New York comedy scene has been saying to me for the last 5 years?
What?
He goes, what?
Do you run a show?
Are you a booker? Have you heard about me?
This guy knows who I am.
Reputation precedes me. Charmed. Lewis J. Gomez.
See, Lewis starts talking shit to this guy.
Nice to meet you, sir.
He just sat there and took it. He had nothing to say. Lewis was like, yeah, well, what the fuck do you want to do about it? And he just sat there and didn't take it.
His
five buddies came back. And then he pops up and starts talking shit. And we were like, oh, fuck you.
And we were outnumbered. It was three dudes and a fat chick versus five dudes.
You're like, Katie, you can take two of these guys, right?
Four dudes. Wes was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wes was there. Yeah.
I don't know if we were outnumbered. In fact, when I said
we were outnumbered.
When I said five buddies came back, I'm saying that hoping that like we never get called in that, because it really would be funny if just three of his buddies came. It was a completely fair fight.
I don't even remember those.
It could have been a fair fight. It could have been they had one more. We might have had a couple more. Who knows?
It may have just been that one guy who punked all of us. No, I think the point of it is, though, it was just nothing. Do you know what I mean? Again, as an adult, again, moving forward all these years, you really see how it's like, it's just so nothing that's going to be in a thing. But like, it was a consideration of like, I remember after the show, when we went outside, we were sort of like looking around for them.
Yeah. Just children.
Idiotic.
Yeah. I've almost been into things at a few UFC events.
Anyway, by the way, my point of that was that we got the smoking fee with Katie Barry at the other UFC that we went to. And I think we just made her pay it.
She just paid it.
I think it was her credit card on the room. Yeah, we were like, oh, we don't have any extra cash on us. We'll get you back.
Okay. Yeah, you're rich or whatever. So,
yeah. Dude, I'm in Vegas for the Nate Diaz Hamzat fight.
I'm so jealous of you.
I'm debating going, but then I was like, oh, I'm going to go. And then everyone's like, oh, Shane's going to be there. I'm like, I can't just be sitting in a fucking mid-tier seat that I had to buy while Shane is hanging out with Nate Diaz's crew and Joe Rogan in the front row. It's infuriating.
Shane leapfrogged everybody.
It's just, he doesn't even care about fighting that much. Fucking asshole.
I like Shane and Tim Donor just flying above us like Falcor and Atreyu. Never-ending story. While we're all sitting there. While we're just a bunch of garbage piles sitting around.
I'm going to fucking buy my tickets to the UFC event.
I buy my tickets to almost 100% of things.
Going to fucking walk into the UFC event fucking like
a
loser.
All the representing I've done of my sport, of my Philly teams, dude. No, not a hookup at all.
Yeah, you would think somebody would just hear it and be like, oh, I got him.
You'd think a player in a combined on those two teams, 70 players and God knows how much staff, one of them hears my pleas.
You'd think just like another fan would hear it and buy Jay a ticket for him. Like just someone else in Philly.
Please.
Just a rich guy who feels terrible.
By the way, if somebody wants to buy me a front row ticket to the UFC this weekend, I'll sit with them. I'll be their date.
I told you, I did say on this show about what happened to me when I thought I got recognized at a Sixers game. Have I told you that?
No.
It's quick anyway. But, so Matt Cord.
The beard story?
Yeah.
You told it on the show.
Okay. Then, I won't bore you with it. It's when I thought they put me up on the big screen and Matt Cord, who the announcer, who I do know, the in-house announcer, said that he was like, oh, is that him right there? And I was like, oh, shit, they're giving me some love. And then it went to like four other people. And then it went to a fifth person and went, nope, there he is. It's the Schick Razor, beard of the game. I thought they were showing me love. And then after the game,
you didn't even win it.
No, I didn't even win it. And then when I went to talk to the announcer afterwards, Matt, when I first got up there, I thought at least when he said, up, is that him there? I thought he told them to like put me, because he knows me.
Yeah.
And he was like or just at least recognized it was me. And when I got there, he was like, oh, Jay, you came to the game tonight. I'm like, oh, he didn't realize that was me on the screen.
That rules.
There was no love. Yeah, that dude, rules. I've gotten no hookup. And I think like Shane's already, as far as even that stuff goes, he's been in like skyboxes and floor seats of the Sixers. Like he's, right. So that's awesome.
That's what I call Alex's Philly pussy, fan. A skybox, tall bitch.
Skybox.
Fucking tall ass bitch.
If that was in front of an audience, that would have got a big one.
I think so.
You tall, high pussy bitch.
Get that pussy down here. Skybox.
Hey, take your pussy elevator down where I can touch it. Bend over and bend your knees.
And it's, so now I'm debating buying a ticket to go. Like, Zach's here with me as well. Paco's here. So, but then the other thing is nobody can afford good tickets. So right. Now it's like, I could fucking, I either got to get shitty seats or I have to put in extra money so everyone can afford like good seats. Mm-hmm. So that's way more money. But I have a room at the Circa, and the Circa's pool is like fucking wild, dude. Like the pool, the entire, like, have you been a Circa's pool, Jay?
No.
That's why I think we might be staying during Yokan Presents Skankfest. It's fucking...
I know it's where I'm putting the band up.
What band?
The band playing the special.
Oh, nice. The
Two Cents guys are coming again.
Nice. Fuck yeah. So, yeah, but it has like the... If you pull up a picture of the screen at the pool at the Circa... I've never seen anything this big. It's like four movie theater screens all put in one. You watch sports while you're just sitting in the pool drinking, and there's all on the sides. They have like the gambling things that are going on.
I'll tell you, it's going to be a fun thing that I happened to catch today in the Philadelphia Eagles schedule. And Eagles Cowboys, big, big rivalry, Lewis. And that game is Sunday night, Skankfest, 8:20. So it'll be so many like Philly comics there that are gathered around. That'll be fun.
What, you're gonna leave Skankfest to go watch that during the last night?
No. It'll be on at Skankfest. There'll be a room where there's a TV.
Yeah, but they turn it's one screen. Like, they don't usually have it
that's
that.
That's awesome.
This looks like a video game thing.
So, like, for the fights, that would all be on one screen?
It would be just one giant screen, and then in the bottom left hand, and it wasn't even packed like that last time I went.
Are they going to definitely show the UFC?
Yeah, 100%.
You know that already. Oh, yeah.
They always show the UFC. Cool. Yeah. Pull up a different one where it's like the whole screen. It's just one screen.
I don't know how much I would enjoy that. I'd like a nice seat. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'd want.
No, you just get seats.
There you got it. That's what we're talking about. There he is.
Oh, I see. There's like fucking. Yeah,
you could be in the pool. You could be on lounge chairs. You could be in seats.
Okay,
But Lewis, so on the end, it's always stats. It's not. That's the whole screen. Then there's
the ratio, the aspect ratio or whatever wouldn't work. You couldn't stretch it that way.
Yeah, maybe you could, or maybe Bobby just didn't want to find one where it was the whole screen still.
No. I think that's the only way.
Just come on.
But it's pretty. So to be honest with you, that's almost more enjoyable than going and sitting in front row with Shane.
Oh, yeah. It's way more cool. Yeah.
That'd be way cooler, dude.
Way better.
You and Zach having a float watching some UFC?
In a way,
$27 daiquiris?
In a way, that's better than being way more famous and wealthy and successful.
Yeah, isn't it? Right?
Yes, it is.
I'm a man of the people. I don't give a shit.
Well, here's the thing. They don't appreciate it anymore. You're going to appreciate your seat, buddy.
I am going to appreciate my seat.
All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks. And, of course, it's... They are a major sponsor of all things Gas Digital, including Skankfest, everybody. It, of course, is Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Quality, lab-tested Kratom delivered right to your door at wholesale prices in kilo form. Could you ask for more?
You've probably never been able to say you've purchased a kilo of anything. You know?
I'll tell you, if Yo Kratom had their heads out of their ass, they would start selling for a little bit more. Like, you'd say for... $200, you can get 2 kilos of Kratom in a metal briefcase delivered to your door. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, and inside, like, the profit margin is there. That only leaves you like $80 for a metal briefcase. We're gonna have to do some math on this.
Yeah, that $80 is not gonna be a high quality briefcase. Yeah. High quality Kratom inside, though. Lab
for
tested.
Sure. It's more of a lunchbox,
it's
really.
The shittiest packaging you're ever gonna get, because they spend all the money on Kratom.
Can I tell you something? Even if the packaging, I hate to get all Steve Jobs here, but what if the packaging was a styrofoam metal briefcase? You know what I mean? It looks like a metal briefcase, but it's just styrofoam. But that would still, the packaging's pretty badass on that.
Now, that's a good point. People, they're buying the idea, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're getting into ground level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, Dave.
Either way, right now, support Yo Kratom, because they support everything we do. Go to YoKratom.com. No promo code or anything. They have the best prices in Kratom, baby boys. YoKratom.com, and we'll see them, and we'll see you at Skankfest.
Let's get back into it. UFC, by the way, is, I will say, with the exception of somehow having a whole card of bad fights, which has happened before, Brooklyn, one thing that's great about spending money on UFC that I learned about spending money on, like, your favorite teams, is that UFC is going to be like, you're getting your money's worth in the sense that like you're going to watch fights and you're going to see fights. Do you know what I mean? When you have complete vested interest in one side, one outcome of that game.
Yeah.
It's, man, when I said, I couldn't see myself again ever paying for a game seven playoff thing.
Really?
It was awesome. Maybe in the championships, but in the playoffs, man, going home after that was like, man, it was so expensive. And it was just, you're like, oh,
you really wear it. Like, and I'm not even, it's not a knock on you. I do think it's gay as fuck, but most people are like this. So I'm not,
this isn't a knock, Jay.
Yeah,
it's an alternative lifestyle.
I appreciate it. No disrespect.
You wear it like when your team loses, like it'll put you in a bad mood for the night.
No, not anymore. No.
I've seen it happen.
Oh, and my dude, there was one of the playoff games. It was for, I think it might have been the NFC Championship, and the Eagles lost, and a bunch of people were at my house. It was over where we were in Queens, Lewis.
Mm.
And everyone afterwards was like, I guess we're going to watch the next game. Dave, you were there for sure. And I was like, nah. And everybody kind of went to the city to go do like a spot or something. And I think you came back after and whatever. But it was like a fucking, yeah, I was pretty bummed. That was like Brian Dawkins last game. No, for sure. Now there's, you know what happened? Just life happens, dude, in the sense where like, no, for sure. I was bummed. The things I get bummed about is when the season's over, because I'm like, I do enjoy watching it. I do love the escape, which you do get that with UFC.
Yeah.
Like, I love where you sit back and you're like, God, dude, I'm going to enjoy this game.
Oh, there's people.
But as far as they lose, when it's like out of the thing, like, no, I don't know. I'm over it pretty shortly after, other than just being like, ah, it sucks.
There's people that I root for in fighting, like people I'm like a big fan of. And then there's like teams I root for. I don't really watch that much anymore. But if I did, if I still turn on a Knicks game or something, I'm still going to root hard for the Knicks. Mm-hmm. And in the game, I'll be like feeling it. It'll be like, ah, fuck, turnover. You know what I mean? Like, all right, yes. All right. Great job. But literally, as soon as it's over, I do not carry one inch of it with me.
No,
it's
this isn't really my life.
This is their life. It's not. But as a kid, it used to like fuck up my fucking day.
Well, you didn't have much to care about.
Their
stakes and everything else were so low.
I mean, I'm trying to remember if there's ever.
I was devastated.
Like, the thing with you,
I was devastated when, like, in pro wrestling, when the Undertaker,
Shawn Michaels threw Marty Jannetty through the.
Oh yeah, that really bothered me.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I was very emotional about Shawn Michaels throwing Marty Jannetty through, like way more emotional than I should have been. Like, and my sister, I give her some credit, dude. My sister, like, what year was that? What is the year that Shawn Michaels?
I'm gonna guess 1992.
91, 92. I would have guessed, right? But look it up, please, right? So he throws him through the barbershop thing, right? And this was all a build up.
Kicks him, front kick, or does the sweet chin music first.
Yeah, and then gives him the super kick, then throws him through the window. But it had been weeks leading up to it. I remember at one point, like,
it was so obvious what they were doing.
It was happening.
But we were little kids. It caught us. It caught us completely.
Dude,
yeah.
Do you remember the week before on Saturday Morning Superstars? They were in the middle of a tag match. And then at one point, Sean just looks away and jumps down and lets Marty Jannetty get the shit beat out of him. We're like, what's going on with them? Are they going to break up?
And then they come back and they're like, all right, yes, they're making up. All right, cool. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is leaving them alone with themselves so they can make up more. Oh, yeah, look at that. Marty Jannetty trusts him so much he turned his back to him. He's not even looking at him. Guys, everything is great. Whoa.
They really needed Brutus the Barber Beefcake to mediate. The fair and balanced Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
If you have relationship problems and you go to Brutus the Barber Beefcake, that relationship is not going to work out.
Whose brother is he?
He's Bret Hart's brother-in-law. No, that's British Bulldog. No,
that's David Boy Smith.
And Jim the Anvil Neidhart was also...
It's so incestuous, like the fucking whole wrestling thing. Like, everybody fucks each other's sisters.
Those heart chicks were just spreading their legs for any wrestler.
Dude, I fucking love... one thing that's good about Peacock Network is you get WWE Network, and they just have a section of just the documentary. The documentaries are so fucking great.
Can we watch a trailer? Wrestling.
Do we have any... Do you think there's any Peacock trailers?
I just... All the stories I fucking, like, forgot the caring about. Like,
Jay cannot go back to documentaries.
Dude, he loves a documentary, this guy.
Here's the thing I do different than anybody else. I acknowledge that I got this information... or something by watching one, is I don't want to talk about documentaries. I'm talking about the Goldberg Street.
So, all right, I understand what you're saying. You are saying that you
we're talking about wrestling.
Don't want to be a phony and pretend like you just have this information.
So you're saying that's what I would do. You're calling me out here. Like, I, whatever. I don't think I do that.
Yeah,
do you guys know there's 87 schools of fish in the Atlantic Ocean?
I just
know something
that.
I know. It's just a piece of information that I haven't
just
know.
A little fun fact to what I got going on.
Whatever.
No big whoop or whatever. But like the Goldberg streak was so funny how we just accepted that I think like 14 matches in, they had him listed at like 75-0 or something. Like they just kept moving the thing along and you were like, yep, I believe it.
Happened.
But I don't know where my disconnect came in wrestling because I've tried because Soder loves it so much and a bunch of our friends
I couldn't
really
even
love it. Bobby Hutch really loves it. I can't, but it's one of those things. Like I baseball also, when I lost baseball as caring about it at all, like I couldn't dream of sitting and watching a baseball game. Now it seems so boring to me.
I could, but if it makes sense,
I can't get into wrestling.
I could watch a baseball game. If someone was into the game or something like that, and there were people over, I could watch it and be like, okay, it's baseball. I understand what this is. I remember I stopped watching wrestling. I used to be a huge fan when I was a kid and then fell out of it, stopped watching it. And then when I was in high school was like the Stone Cold, The Rock, Triple H era.
Cool.
And people were like, yo, you got to check this out. And I watched a few times. I was like, okay, I get why people like this fun. That any time in the last 10, 15 years that WWE has been put on, I'm like, I don't even understand what this is how I could possibly give.
Well, they change a lot of it. So one of the things they do, like if you stop watching, I have a very similar trajectory, Dave, right? Like loved it when I was a kid.
Me too.
Then the Rock Stone Cold era happened, and I was like, peripheral, like, all right, this is cool.
We all had two dances with wrestling as a little kid, and then the Monday Night Wars era, the Attitude era is what got everything, everybody back into it because everyone was watching it.
Hold on one second. There's somebody at my door.
Smoking. You're getting called for smoking.
Excuse me. We're here from the Hilton Honors Society. You didn't pay your tab on the last one.
We've come to have you kill us with kindness. By the way, when this happened to me on a podcast I was doing in Montreal, Dave, it was them coming to my door to tell me to come downstairs to say I'm going to be paying for smoking.
Really?
During, I think, Bobby Kelly's podcast.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we were all on our tummies on his bed, and there was a knock, and then everything got so serious so quick. And by the way, Bobby Kelly, two times he was in my room and there was a knock at the door. Both times he runs into the bathroom and closes the door. Isn't that a weird instinct?
Really? He's scared of whoever's coming?
No, both times there was a knock. He ran into the bathroom and closed the door. Now, in fairness, one time was security, but I don't know what he'd be hiding from them for either. He thought he was going down by association.
Oh, it's your Chick-fil-A?
Damn, yeah. Chick-fil-A rules.
You just went, somebody's knocking on my door and didn't mention that you were expecting Chick-fil-A that you had ordered?
It was Aaron and Paco with the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, you knew you were getting Chick-fil-A.
Well, I didn't know if it was them knocking on the door or who it was. I could have deduced. If you would have said, who do you think it is? I would have been like, you know what, guys? Probably Aaron and Paco at my Chick-fil-A.
Who the hell is this?
Is that the whole show?
What a pleasant surprise.
Is that the show? Like, who hosts and Zach features and you guys
co-headline? Yeah, Zach features, Paco's hosting, and then me and Aaron co-headlining.
Nice.
Yeah, really fun show.
Oh, shit, nice.
Nice. So wrestling, if you watch it now, after like taking a long time off, like the way they shoot it is very different, right? So they learned, they shake the camera when like they like hit the slam. But it's so weird and it's distracting. You know? It makes me not really like it as much. I understand that they're trying to hide the bump. You know what I'm saying? Like that's sort of the idea. But like, it just sort of like, it just completely changed the whole aesthetic of what wrestling on TV was. And I really don't like it and I can't get over it.
Zach loves it still. And, you know, he takes part in it quite on it, which does look fun as hell.
Yeah.
And by the way, I still think going to one, I went with a Soder a couple years ago to a Monday Night Raw after Bonfire one day. And like we did have fun. I did have fun. Christine went too. It was fun. You know what I mean? Like being there, the show of it is they put on a great show, but I just don't give a fuck, man. I really don't like, I can't pretend to care about these like story. It's you're watching a play is what you're watching with like, you know,
look now that my son, violence my son in if it. He really gets into it. My sister's into it. So she watched it with the kids. If he wants to go to WrestleMania or Monday Night Raw, I would take him and I can get really into it. If he like became super engaged with it. I probably, if it was always on, like, why not? But yeah, it's kind of gay. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's so, it really is just so funny how silly it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, to people to be so into it. But I'm telling you, I remember the thing, like, when Rodman walked out with Diamond Dallas, or was it with Diamond Dallas Page? And you're like, shut the fuck up. Or Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Dude, when
Hogan turning bad,
when Hogan was getting beat up by Papa Shango and Sid Justice,
yeah,
in WrestleMania 7 or mm-hmm. 8, I think it was 7.
No, it was it had to be 8.
Doggy, and then the Ultimate Warrior came back. I mean, me, my friend Mike Guerrero's brother Serge, and my sister were in my living room on my couch. I mean, like a superhero showed up, dude. It was fucking, yes. We were so invested.
And then we started to think, it was amazing. And then we started to think, by the way, which evidently I've heard, that was all a huge fuck up. And they're like, this is the worst WrestleMania ever because they completely blew the way the thing went. But as a kid watching it, I thought that was the greatest fucking WrestleMania. I loved it. Macho Man beat Ric Flair for the title. And then that was the last match. Was see, Hulk Hogan versus Sid Justice.
Yeah, you guys are even going back. It's weird that you guys were little at that point. What's funny for me was at like 17 or 18, whatever it was, like me standing up off my chair in my house when I can tell that Goldberg was about to finish off Hogan and take the title on Monday Nitro. You know what I mean? Like being that invested at that age even seems so silly to me now. I mean, I knew it was fine. I was living under the idea it was real.
I was a WWF loyalist.
Yeah, I didn't watch the WCW
so Nitro. Like, yeah, no, like when Nitro happened, it was like, fuck you pieces of shit. First of all, Monday Night Raw is just, are they Mike Monday Nitro? But yeah, you're trying, they were so just willing to bite off of the WWE that I couldn't respect it. I couldn't tell you what,
none of you guys in WCW.
One of the greatest things ever in wrestling.
You go, nah, dude, WWF guys would beat those WCW wrestlers anytime, as long as the WWF was scripting it.
No, I didn't think NWO was cool. I didn't think any, I hated it. I thought they were traitors. I thought they were fucking scumbags. And I thought
they all left.
Ted Turner and the WCW were so uncreative and thoughtless and just sort of like, they're like, we're just going to bite off their whole thing.
Dude, the Generation X, though, was a great answer. Was a great answer for the thing that's what they had. WWE had like the best of everything. Like, so the Generation X became such a fun like thing, like NWO. And like Goldberg was supposed to be there stone cold. And while he had like 1 year of being humongous, like it kind of went away after that. Do you know what I mean? Like at WWE was able to like make bigger stars. I mean, the fucking, well, they Rock, were original. Dude. I mean, the reality where the Rock is now.
And in the WWE, they were legitimately. Oh,
Jesus.
Wait, what?
I don't know. You just got a lot louder.
No, sorry. The WWE.
Hey, Lewis, calm down, dude. It's just wrestling.
It's having a nice talk.
Damn it. It's still real to me, damn it. Remember that guy, the crying guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
There's a wrestler. There's a video I saw of him on Facebook. And he does these like really brutal moves and they look really real. People are like freaking out on him. Apparently he's just really good at like doing these moves. He like elbowed this dude in the back of the head to the point where people were like, dude, fucking chill. You hear the crowd being like, what the fuck?
But I've heard like Sal and other comedians have like they see each other and they're like oh man, did you see the whatever match with some? It's just like it's such a weird thing, like to be like you didn't see like a real happening of anything. It's like asking somebody if they saw a movie.
Yeah,
well, we but, ask like, about movies all the time.
Yeah, I know, but it's not discussed like that. It's like if so and so goes against so and so, he's gonna kill him. Like, well, I guess if they decide to have him kill him, or you know, sometimes they like to have like a luchador body slam a giant because everyone goes nuts. Like, they're just gonna write it. I don't know. It's hard. I can't suspend the disbelief.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Today.
I wish I could. Really, it looks like
I can't
it's
get
fun.
Into it.
Can Jay? Can you watch a play? Can you go to see like a musical and suspend belief, even though you know they're on stage? It's like they're right in front of you singing this song. Can you like watch the story and take it seriously?
One and one only, West Side Story.
Have you ever been to a Broadway show?
Yeah, I did. On Broadway, I only saw the Cher show with Christine. That was a lot of fun. Super gay, but very fun. And then when I was younger, my grandmother took me to see Les Mis and Phantom of the Opera. Did not care for Les Mis at all. Really loved Phantom of the Opera.
I'll say, all right.
I saw Phantom of the Opera when I was a kid. I thought that was awesome.
I thought it was so, which is when they, I don't know if they all do it the same way still, but they're lifting that chandelier in the beginning and shit, and then it's swinging over the audience. I thought that was so cool. But no, generally, I'm not a play guy, though. I don't want to go to play.
As an adult, that would never be the thing I'd want to do. If I was if I was taking my wife out for like a night and we were doing something, that wouldn't be the thing.
Oh, the theater? Of course. That's great.
I got to stop. What I have to stop doing is I hold movies. I don't know. It's like it's a curmudgeon thing for some reason. I hold movies to a standard of reality, even when I'm watching a movie that needs no reality. But I'm like, it's like I'm watching a superhero movie and I'm like, this girl's in love with him after meeting him for 5 seconds. Like, that's my problem with it. Not that he's flying or whatever. Like, I have those. And it's just, it's why I said I have a hard time with superhero movies now. I just kind of don't give a shit.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank one of my favorite sponsors here on the show, because this sponsor, it's not only a great sponsor if you guys are trying to quit smoking or cut back on smoking, but if you do not like people smoking around you, like me, I don't smoke, but I hate when Jay blows his fucking shitty cigarette smoke right into my face. I'm like, hey, Jay, why don't you take a Zippix toothpick, which will give you the same nicotine buzz as an entire cigarette, but in a way less offensive way.
I took it and stuck it in his eye because I don't play that shit, but... I will say, generally speaking, it is a fantastic alternative to smoking.
Lewis, I'll tell you right now, you can't absorb it. With their subocular absorption, I did get a nicotine buzz right through my eyeball.
Oh, yes,
there you
go. Subocular absorption.
I got to say, Lewis, for someone who complains so much about people blowing cigarette smoke in their face, no one has blown more smoke in my face than Lewis blowing weed smoke in my face.
It's true.
No one's blown more smoke up my ass than Dave Smith right now. Go fuck yourself.
That's not smoke up the ass, buddy. That was a good comeback. Zippix comes, of course, in 6 awesome flavors. They cost a ton less than cigarettes. There's no smell. There's no smoke. You don't have to hide butts. It's pretty fucking fantastic. So go to Zippix, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, and use the promo code LOS10, and you're going to get 10% off your order of toothpicks. So how cheap is that going to be? So cheap? Again, LOS10 for 10% off your order at ZippixToothpicks.com. All right, let's get back into it.
You know what I don't like? I fell asleep during it. That movie, Nope.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even tell you anything about it. But you know what I don't like? I don't like what most people would consider like good cinematography. It just bugs me. Just something about
you
like.
Think you're director. Better than me with your cinematography? You know,
it's a director being like, "Ooh, look how beautiful the shot is." You think it's beautiful, don't you? You fucking loser, faggot. I'm like, no, fuck you, dude. Fuck this shot. Get into the story.
You think your cinematography is better than me?
In front of my boy, you're gonna do the cinematography?
Okay, Mr. Blue Hue.
Dude, it just bugs me, dude. It's all fucking artsy fartsy. I'm like, shut up, dude. Stop with the whole fucking setup of the shot and the fucking, like, we get it. It's pretty. But it takes me out of it. It makes me go like, all right, I know I'm watching a movie right now because there's a bunch of people on set that are making this beautiful shot.
Dave, hold my mic and Ikes. I'm going to go fight this movie.
This movie's about to get a piece of my mind. Dude. I kind of know what you're talking about, although there's just some movies where I like that a lot. You know what I mean? Devil's Rejects, Rob Zombie uses it pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, though, ultimately. People worry about that over content of the movie. But I mean, like,
I understand what you're saying, though. When
you're saying
somebody's
trying
too hard,
trying to be artsy.
Yeah, it's trying too hard and it's almost like it's taking you out of the movie that they're doing like this thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dude, I get it.
But then my question
you got
is
pretty cameras, dickhead. You got a guy back there that knows how to do shit on the computer. Just fucking get into it.
No, I understand what you're saying, but like it really is like if not like you just want to watch someone's iPhone videos of their day.
Yeah, dude.
But again, who's to say? Is there an argument to say that anyone who's super artsy fartsy is somewhat faking it? Like they've chose to be artsy fartsy?
Yeah, so. You don't really want to do this, you fag.
I don't mean gay necessarily. I'm saying
not gay. Like, I mean, like, you know, gay isn't like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That kind
of that way.
I'm with you. Oh, for sure. But you're right. Exactly. It's like when you go, like, I could see if I was making a movie wanting a beautiful sprawling shot of the wilderness where this desperate movie is taking place. But I'm just like, that's going to be so artsy.
Like, I know, dude. Like, it's like, so like, I feel like
I'm making a decision to it, but it's like I'm making a decision to do it. Is anyone organic with it, or is everybody going like, this is going to look so macabre?
Oh, dude, I hate it. I hate it, dude. I like my directors to be just on the nose. Remember that guy Mick G? He started doing movies, right? He used to just shoot fucking like Smash
Charlie's Angels and shit.
Yeah, dude. But that's what I need. The guy who's just like, hey, dude. Point the camera, have him talk.
See, like Deadpool and movies like that, Charlie's Angels.
Is that what he did? He did Deadpool?
I don't know if he did Deadpool. But he's just, I'm saying, you're talking about it's like a Smash Mouth movie. You want it to start going right away. You're a Terminator 2 kid.
I just don't like the pretentious fucking, you know, I'm watching Better Call Saul right now.
Great.
It's a lot of that, though.
Plenty of that, but that show is a fucking lot phenomenal. Of that.
That's a great show. It's been on.
Is it great? I loved Breaking Bad, but never got into Better Call Saul. I shouldn't say never got into it. Never watched it.
It's really, really good. Bob Odenkirk.
Maybe I should give it.
Yeah,
a
you'd
show.
Love it. It's good. You like it a lot.
It's good. I mean, he was one of the best parts of Breaking Bad. So if you,
it was great.
You liked that character, and they do interweave the storyline to a certain degree, it's like,
well, you're watching him become the piece of shit.
Oh, it's right. It's all before.
But there's other characters from Breaking Bad that are also a part of this besides him.
Because all the ones who died are still alive.
Yep.
Right.
So, just also the crime families. Yeah. Like they're still all.
Yeah, it's very good. But once again, there's a lot of like the whoever the guy is that fucking directs it. He just does a lot
When they show like a lizard on the ground and then a wheel runs it over.
Not like, only that, it'll be like, I forget what it was, but it like. It was a shot, and then like the next shot was like a sign, and it said like dead end, and I was like, I know that's on purpose, you fucking cocksucker.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you trying to make me think with your cinematography?
Oh, it's like where like you see a sign, but like ivy's covering some of the letters that makes it say, you know, it's like welcome to, you know, so I don't know. I don't have a good example.
You try.
Let's take a break. I'll come back.
Like,
yeah.
I just like your confidence. You're like, I'm just going to start this sentence. Well, and I'll figure it out. I'll figure out the example.
You know, it's like if someone's walking into like a shitty place and it says like hello is spray painted on the wall, but it's the O is covered. So it's like hell. Like those kind of shots. I mean,
Lewis, I mean, were you trying to be off camera? Because you're just very, very close to the camera.
Suck it up or spit it out. But you, don't do what you're doing. That was hard to watch.
Lewis tried to lead off camera, but just zoomed way into the lower corner of his camera.
You have to eat fast so your chick doesn't see you eating. I told her I only do yogurt.
Sorry, guys. Let's do plugs while I finish my sandwich.
Oh, is that how we should do it? Go ahead, Lewis. Start with your plugs.
No. Fine. Guys, if you're watching live...
He's not going to take that opportunity to do the plugs first.
Tonight in Vegas, me and Aaron offend everyone, along with the great Zach Amico and Paco. Then Sunday night, the 11th, will be in Los Angeles, California, at the Comedy Store for The Depraved. Then September 22nd through 25th, Tampa, Florida. And then September 29th through October 2nd, Plano, Texas. Lots more dates coming up. LewisOfSkanks.com is a website. Grab your tickets there for those shows and many more. We are touring all the way through the end of January. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows. If you love this show, start from the beginning. Go binge watch it.
Davey?
The September 25th, one night only, I'll be at in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave. Got Jamie Kilstein on the show with me. Ticket links are up. These shows, they're going to sell out quick. So go grab tickets. ComicDaveSmith.com. And I'm doing some traveling around, doing a bunch of big podcasts this month. So check me out on that. Doing one tomorrow night. So should be fun.
You are fun.
I guess by the time this comes out, I already did it. Back on Tim. Back on Timcast, everybody.
Yep. Are you done, Davey? I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. That's all. Part of the problem. That's all. Yes. Your MMA rap.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Oh yeah, Rosh Hashanah is coming up. Happy Rosh Hashanah, everybody.
Is it? Did I nail that?
I think it's come. I think it's this month.
Man, I'm so
maybe not
Jewish holidays.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Everybody, if you're listening to this live, you probably still have one more day to see me at Magoobie Chokehouse out here in Timonium, Maryland, where I'm at. Next weekend, I'll be at West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Improv. Justin Silver, also Young Dylan, coming to host those shows at the West Palm Beach Improv. The weekend after that, I'll be at the Columbus Funny Bone, the 23rd and 24th. The 21st, Ari Shaffir and I are doing one show, one night only, in Utah, or not Utah, Las Vegas, Wise Guys. The original Wise Guys is in Utah. That's why I keep fucking that up. But it's Las Vegas, Wise Guys. Check out me and Ari there. One night only, the 21st. After that, Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. I am nonstop all over the road, all over the country for the rest of the year. So bigjcomedy.com for all those dates. Of course, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Dan Soder. Yeah.
Somebody just sent me a DM, and it's a picture of a human heart on the street after a crash.
Nice.
Ugh.
But I didn't get it.
If you eat it, their soul becomes yours.
Mm. All right. Let's talk about some of these things. We haven't gotten to any of the topics that we put in the thing. The queen is dead, by the way.
Finally.
Sure is.
How old was she?
25.
95.
Shut up. Taken so young. It's 95, forever young, right?
How did she die? COVID.
Old age.
COVID-related death, another one.
No, it's got to be like a queen death. Like
she's beheaded by her husband?
Yeah. Like a jousting accident. battle axe.
Something. Did a dragon torch the tower she was standing in?
Did her own son, the prince, turn on her and dagger her in the stomach?
She was given poison on a fortnight.
Maybe a warlock cast something upon her.
Yeah, maybe. Can we? What other queen deaths could there be?
Well, there's no king. So maybe she got electrocuted by a vibrator. Oh, you guys had no idea.
Dude, maybe,
guys, great news. Great news. There's going to be a Jersey Shore documentary. Bobby, take us to the clip.
Are they really doing a documentary about that?
Yeah.
Like from the beginning?
I saw in the background here. Probably, yeah.
Very nice.
Like, none of the articles are saying exactly why she died. I feel like it was just old age. But she was 96, and she was the longest running monarch that the UK ever had.
Yeah.
Who takes over now? Fergie? I don't read.
Maybe.
Who does take over?
I think it's her son, right?
Her son, yeah.
But not the one who left and came here and is going.
So now we have a king. There's a king of England now.
Yep. Back to having a king.
Is he like, do you think when this happens, he's like, oh, I must step up for my royal duties? Or he knows it's like, there's no real thing, right?
But he's going to be called the king.
It's a very bizarre thing.
It's like, king, dude.
Our country insists on having a pretend monarchy.
What?
And someone else must step up.
Who's going to be the king?
King Charles.
Prince Charles?
Well, it's Prince Charles, but now he'll be King Charles. You know what that means. Pay bump, plus you get a company car.
Is he the one that was fucking children?
And you get to use the executive bathroom.
Is he the one that was fucking children?
I like to think they all are.
No, I think that was Prince Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah, that was Andrew was the one. Was
Diana's wife or Diana's husband.
Andrew was the one who was like hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
This is Diana's husband.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be a king, huh?
So funny. There's going to be.
What does it mean? What does he get when he's king?
All the spoils of Scotland.
Pretty sick crown.
Tax money. That's what Brian says.
I think Oasis will play his birthday party. those brothers will get together for the King of England. I don't know
what
why.
They, what does the royal family actually do? Do they do anything?
I don't think so. But even as a, I'm saying, even as a figurehead, though, isn't it scary to think like what, how much worse probably having a King of England will be than a queen?
Wait a minute. Like, what is the role of monarchy?
Just the drunk power of it all being called the king.
Her main function as the head of state is to appoint the prime minister and all the other ministers, open new sessions of parliament, and to give royal assent to bills passed by parliament, signifying that they've become law. It's like symbolic shit. But when they say appoint, don't they vote
for yes. the prime minister? So basically they vote, they have elections, but then what makes does, it official
it's really is my that she, idea.
Yeah, like it's, but the, it's a weird thing, like by the law, like technically they're like still king and queen, but they just don't exercise any of their authority. So it's kind of like they, I think theoretically, like legally one time, the people would vote and the king could just go, no, I'm appointing someone else. But they never do that. So it's very, I don't know. I don't understand it. It's very, very strange.
Like, I speak for the people and the people have spoken.
Yeah, right.
This guy. I guess it's going to be this guy.
Well, RIP the queen. Is there any young, hot photos of the queen? Was she ever hot? I've only assumed her being an old bitch.
I don't think any of them are ever good looking. They're a freak inbred family.
Well, they're all like, yeah, inbred,
you go way back in time. You go way back in time, just in England in general, man, it's going to be pretty haggard, I think. You know what I mean? Like old pictures from England. I bet her way uglier than old pictures. Let's see. Oh, not so bad.
I mean, she's still disgusting. That's the reality.
Yeah, let not me see hot. That again. Yeah.
Not hot. She's not a pretty girl. She's just rich. She's got a big rack thing. You're right, Bobby. Thank you for circling her rack.
She's got mom face on a young person.
It's me.
A good way to describe it.
Today, but thanks, I did Alex. Notice she just got big titties. Yeah.
She got big old titties.
First thing you notice, Alex, can you please?
Yeah, no, she's not very. She looks like Gay Blind Mike. She's got Gay Blind Mike face. No, no,
you
no.
Know what? Is Gay Blind Mike royalty?
I mean, he's inbred, is why he's probably going blind.
Is that what happened to him?
Inbreeding?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? Maybe. Yeah, I keep with the King fucking Charles. So weird.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Shout out to King, the new King.
Shout out to King.
What is this? What is this restaurant that apologized for their 9/11 themed menu?
Doesn't this happen every fucking year? Someone has to apologize for a 9/11 theme.
I've never heard this. I've never heard of people having a 9/11 theme menu.
Well, I don't mean not always a restaurant. Maybe I think it's just like, is that where it's like a bar that on 9/11 does like the Never Forget daiquiri or whatever. You know what I mean? Like they.
Hey, just scroll through it really fast as possible.
Bobby, do me a favor. Lewis, can you speed read this real quick?
Sorry,
can I see this article in a blur fashion?
Micro machines.
I saw the article before and wanted to get right to the menu.
A manager at a Virginia country club apologized on Facebook Tuesday for receiving backlash on a special 9/11 menu that included Remember Teeny. Yeah, Jay, good job.
Nice.
Flight 93 redirect and Pentagon nice. Pie.
The redirect.
Does the redirect come with the Pentagon pie, or do you have to order separately?
Pentagon pie is missing one slice.
Fuck, they took the tweet down in like the last hour.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
That's so annoying.
Well, that rules. Well, it's probably online somewhere, right?
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second.
Screenshot.
That's also what I call Pentagon pie is also what I call women's pussies who work in government.
Whoa.
Hey, I like it.
Let me get a slice of that Pentagon pie.
No. She's like, actually, I work in local government. Great. You know what I'm saying, though.
Here it is.
She's a toll booth collector. Let's see.
Yeah, I work in a garage, but it's at the Pentagon there. Pentagon pie.
Freedom flounder. Pentagon
can we zoom in on that anymore?
The clubhouse,
the first responder flatbread, that's what they get.
Crispy oven baked flatbread loaded with tender shrimp, fresh tomato, spinach, garlic, and mozzarella. Sounds pretty good, actually.
What's 2977 chowder? What's the reference? Oh, it was one of the flights,
maybe.
creamy crab and corn with bacon.
Can I get the the Jews actually did it burger?
Can I get the dancing Israeli ribs?
The inside job panini.
Can I get the Bush lied, people died cocktail?
By the way, it's one of those things that we think their apology was like, ah, right, I'm sorry. Like, it's so thoughtless and just kind of goofy.
It's just, I don't actually like, people just want to be offended about whatever. Like, who?
Well, I'm not offended by it, but it's fucking, it's lame.
2,977 is how many people died. That's fucking hilarious. Take it all back. All right, I'm back.
You know what? Balls to the wall, dude.
That does make it substantially funnier and more offensive.
And what was it? Was that the flounder? Because they're just floundering around. What was the 2,977? Oh, that was the chowder.
It was the creamy crab and corn with bacon. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Does sound good.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So Hulk Hogan's restaurant doesn't even have themed food.
He's he's there apparently every Monday night for karaoke.
I told Dan before long, before Hulk Hogan stops doing that we have to take a Tampa trip on a Monday and go watch Raw with Jimmy Hart and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. His son is the DJ. Yeah, he hangs out there every Monday. And his son is the DJ, Nick Hogan DJs.
And Nick Hogan DJs, and Jimmy Hart does like trivia like on the commercial breaks.
Yeah, wow, that's weird.
It rules.
Clearwater, bro.
Dude, I kind of get it. Let's say your kids are grown up, it's all done, right? You're retired, you're done working. Where are you going to retire to? Pick one place you can retire to. Tampa. Yeah, your kid, Tampa, that's it.
Yeah,
for Hogan.
I would retire too.
I might pick Florida. I understand why people pick Florida.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's not the worst.
Well, it's a combination of like, you know, nice weather almost year round, right?
Yeah,
you get like
I can do California beach, not like Los Angeles or anything.
No, I can't because the Pacific Ocean fucking sucks dick and it's freezing, so I would never get in the water.
It's freezing?
Jay, it's freezing. That's how little Jays go swimming.
I don't know if I've ever gone swimming in the Pacific Ocean.
It's like the Arctic. It's crazy.
All year round. Oh, fuck that. That's
it's wild, dude. It's like Jersey Shore. You know the Jersey Shore, the water's ice cold and dirty.
Yeah, cold water ain't my jam, dude.
Nope. Dude, Florida though, you get some nice warm ass water. Right, you get the sun, but then you also get like the New York expats, right? Like all the Jews and Italians that moved down there, so it sort of has a New York-y sort of vibe. I think Florida is where it's at, and they're retarded. They don't give a shit. We can do our shit. We can be racist.
I do not like
podcast.
I don't like, dude. They have it's the same problem with Texas. Their bug life is otherworldly for being part of America.
They have to go to the right place. So I went to
issues and shit,
dude. West Palm. There was no.
I'm there in 2 weeks.
I know. I was just there. There was no bugs.
I'm actually there in a week.
Also, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, you're not dealing with bugs. So yeah, we go to Key West. I do like West Palm. West Palm's awesome, dude. I went fishing in West Palm Beach. It was a blast. You get a fucking mansion for $100,000 or $1 million rather.
No, not in West Palm.
No, probably not West Palm. That's a particularly rich area.
Actually, is it a rich area? Because what's the one? Is Palm one of them's garbage because one of them is where
no West Palm's rich.
Well, which one of them is where Epstein almost exclusively pulled young chicks from because it's some like garbagey town.
There's probably areas. So I think
Palm Beach, maybe
Palm Bay County. I think that's like the bigger thing or whatever. Like I think there's a bunch of like little pockets. West Palm Beach is a particularly rich area, but yeah, I mean for what you'd buy in New York versus there, I mean. Which, by the way, guys, you know how I was thinking about buying a house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about not buying a house now. Thinking about becoming a slumlord and buying like a 10-unit apartment building somewhere in the fucking hood and just being that guy. Not fixing shit, dude.
Oh, my God. You're just going to be dealing with hood people who don't pay their bills on time.
No, yeah. Section 8, dude. The government will pay their rent.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. So you're really going to be a slumlord. That is the logical progression. Yeah. Your next step.
I thought you were saying comedy club for a while there, but I think slumlord might be your game.
I like it. I can still name it the N-word.
The N Ward.
The N Ward was going to be the name of my comedy club was called the N Ward, and it never materialized.
Son of a bitch.
Well, this is good too.
Yeah.
Where would you retire, Davey?
You know, I don't know.
Tampa's not really your answer.
No, I mean, honestly, like, I think with us, with what we do, I've never thought really about retirement.
Me, like, I never thought about like moving retirement.
I'm
going
to do what I do till I die.
Yeah, see, that's what I kind of figured too. But I think Lewis is saying more like in the
if dream I was,
of, like, if you can go anywhere, you know, with your family to retire, what would you go? Because you're right.
It's not really your family. This is like kids are out of the house.
Like, whatever house I buy, I'm like, probably in that house, right?
That is kind of how I look at it. I'd always want to be close to my kids, like whatever age they were. So I wouldn't want to like go off somewhere else if they weren't.
Well, there, that's why I wouldn't do another country. It's also a massive like culture shock. You go to like, you know, look, I love Jamaica, right? But like the lifestyle in Jamaica, like I like having like the things that I like to have, right? Good internet or fucking, you know, access to like a nice supermarket with really or a nice restaurant and like. There's just certain things that you're not going to get if you sort of leave the country. Even in Italy, where I was just in Cinque Terre, I would love to live there. But it's like, I want a fucking dryer. I don't want to fucking have my clothes out on a clothesline. That's just not my speed.
Yeah. No, I get that.
No, it's funny. This question, unfortunately, involves too much. It's like there's too much reality in our answers on basically a fantasy question. Because, you know what I mean? You're obviously supposed to be like the most beautiful beach of Hawaii. And blah, blah, blah. You know
but that,
I mean?
That to me is like a great vacation type thing. But I don't really think that's where I'd be like, no, oh, I want to live the rest of my life. You know,
you're right.
No, I like the salt life, baby boy. I like having a boat, going fishing every weekend.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, that would be like, that's why I say Florida, like, because it is a combination of sort of like you can get normal America, normal fucking, you know, you want to go to a nice restaurant. You want to go to like a, you know, the movie. It all feels like we're very used to. But also you could have a place with a beautiful pool and a hot tub and property. And it's much cheaper. You don't pay as much in taxes. There's a beach right there. There's hot chicks everywhere.
Lewis,
Florida
is
the answer.
It really is. It's garbage people Mecca. Just so you know, the humidity is also grotesque.
It did pretty good. Not everywhere you go.
Task. Everywhere in Florida, grotesque humidity.
It is very humid in the summer. It's a lot.
It's pretty nasty. But again, you could also have a pool year round, which does hold an.
And also, when I'm hot, like physically, like hot, like in a humid place, I want to be in better shape. I want to eat healthier. I want to exercise because being fat and being sweaty is the most uncomfortable fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that. I have a couple guys told me that before. listen, I could be talked into Florida for certain things. Ultimately, I just don't.
All right, let's go.
I really don't like it. I don't mind visiting it, especially in certain times of year. When I go there in the summer, dude, it's brutal. And Lewis, good shape or not, you're just a sweater. You know what I mean? So it's like when you hit that, your head's going to be kind. You have to wear like a rag on your head.
Yeah. Okay. So what?
Yeah. All right. Throw a do-rag in. We're doing that.
Deal. All right. you don't got to throw at me with a good time. Another reason why I like Florida. I get to wear
do-rags. My gold tooth's going to finally make sense.
Just 85-year-old Lewis. Do-rag in Florida.
I like
do-rag.
It.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess, yeah, I mean, if it was another country, I guess I could do Jamaica.
Yeah. I could also do like middle of the country. I don't have to be on a coast for sure for you to say like a dream place too. Like I said, there is like parts of Colorado, I think, are just fucking beautiful. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
dude, I will say they talk about.
I don't want to be like in. I don't want to have to drive to town, where that's like a real like 30-minute thing. Do you know what I mean? I need to be like 10 minutes from stuff.
I will say that I didn't really understand what they meant by the altitude.
Oh yeah,
but it's legitimately an issue.
Oh yeah,
like just walking, walking briskly from. Like the car to you because I was in a rush. I was trying to get a lot of shit done. And I just walked briskly and I was like, holy shit, I'm really, really short of breath. Like my when I breathe in, it's a much more shallow breath. I'm getting less like in my lungs.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Zach got altitude sickness. He puked and shit all over his bathroom.
For real?
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say altitude sickness, puked, really. I got it once. It feels like the flu.
Yeah. Well, that's what, I was very achy when I first got up. My head was like, the back of my neck was hurting. And I was like my, the top of my head was tender.
Yeah. First time I ever went there, tell Zach to drink a ridiculous amount of water.
That's what everyone kept on saying to us.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Pound water. But I do love it out there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, I'm going to roll a blunt after this and smoke it all short breathed.
Yeah. You're going to get super high also, by the way.
Right now, like as I'm talking about it, I'm going.
Yeah, it's you're going to get super high also.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the highest I've ever been with smoking weed in Denver. With with Mike Fenoy, I think it was fucking. It's a lot. It's a lot with the altitude. It's a lot. All right, so we found out we're all trash. Who wants to move to Florida? Next,
that's
on
it.
The agenda,
that's all we could come up with.
We all want to go to Florida.
So, Coach Pat's teen tennis player on the butt during U.S. Open.
That's cool.
Is this a guy coach, female player?
Yes, I believe so. I'm pulling the story up right now.
Yeah, nice.
We're gonna need a clip on that one.
That's why it's news, dude.
How great was her butt, though?
That's what determines whether we're okay with this or not.
How old was she? How great was her butt? How old is 15 really? Sarah Bejlik explains uncomfortable butt pat video after U.S.
Is she the one who got butt patted?
Oh, she's making it a whole thing, of course.
Oh no.
Here she is.
16.
If she was cool, if she was cool, this wouldn't even be a thing.
From Chechia? Come on.
Can we get an angle from the other a shot from the other angle, Bobby? I know Bobby's not here, but
she's 16.
Let's see. 16. Sarah Bejlik said the 16-year-old tennis player from Chechia said that, which by the way, that's like they have a life expectancy of 23 in Chechia.
She's a great grandmother.
Yeah, she's an old lady. She and her team will no longer be rejoicing the same way they did during the U.S. Open qualifying that resulted in negative criticism. While speaking with reporters on Tuesday after losing in the first round of the U.S. Open, she said, of course, I saw the video that appeared to show her father and her coach, Jacob Kahuhukuk, patting her backside repeatedly after qualifying.
Repeatedly? Win. Jeez.
Let me see. It's her dad, too. Let me see. Let's see the video.
Get you some.
Okay. Let's see.
Long walk.
Here we go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot. It became a lot. Okay. Still happening.
Hold on. Hold on. Is there another one? Oh, really? Let me get that tush. Let me get that tush right there.
Okay. That is bizarre.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I didn't think it was going to be as bizarre as it was, quite honestly.
Look, is it a cultural thing where like they pat each other on the butts like that? Like in Italy, you go up to a man, you'll kiss him on the cheek. If I went up and kiss you on your cheeks, Dave,
you know what makes me think?
You know what makes me think? You go around kissing guys all week.
Yeah, you know, like in Italy, you mouth kissed guys and you tongue their buttholes.
Me and my boy were kissing men all over town.
It was just the way, what makes me almost feel like Lewis was right was the way they both did the exact same thing. Like they both like kind of jiggled and then patted a whole bunch of times. Like, you're like, they do.
It's the exact same funny though as you remember the scene in Airplane when the girl's freaking out on the plane, like they shake her and hit her. And then they move on and somebody else comes over and shakes her. And, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
You guys are both in your phones.
Sorry.
That's insane. And it's going to show when I said something and you guys both checked out.
We were both counting on the other person to be there for us. You go, I'm sure Lewis is listening.
You have that? Both heads down. I want that video showing me finger up talking and both of these guys looking at their phones. That's crazy.
I had to send a text message. It was timely.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of had the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It was to each other. I wish Jay would shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
No one gets
Jay is boring. Sorry. I just got a Jay is boring text. I have to respond to this right away.
True that.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, I said the humor.
Jay asked the whole question, and we both answered it, but we don't even know what the question was.
No, neither of you answered. There was no question.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd say, Jay, my gut answer, 5. It was good.
What is the Philippines?
I said the humor of the girl getting her ass slapped is the same as the airplane. Remember the movie Airplane when the girl's freaking out?
That is a question. You said, remember a movie Airplane. Now I remember.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? Still didn't answer.
I said 5. I remember Airplane 5.
I said the Philippines.
So, yep. Lewis was in the Philippines when he first watched Airplane.
Technically, you did answer.
We're all listening to you. We gave you our answer.
Makes sense, but you did answer.
And what's more, Lewis answered in the form of a question just to show respect.
Shit. I mean, is that how they show respect in Chichen-ish? Like, do they is a regular thing? Because if that's the case, I weirdly don't care. It's not like they're not actually sexualizing the girl. They're like,
it didn't really feel sexual. It just
it feels, you know, like, look, you know, in baseball, they smack each other on the ass when they're celebrating, like the team, the coach, all that, the guys as you're running by. But no, it's not, you know, so I don't, I literally almost look at it that way. It didn't seem like they were. Jay, are you frozen? Or are you just,
not paying attention? Are you getting
Jay, just purposely not paying attention? Oh, okay.
What are you talking about, the movie Airplane?
It doesn't work as well unless you get two people to do it, but if I'll do it with you to Lewis, if you want.
Yeah. Wait, I actually have a text from Esty. How weird is that?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is it about the Skankfest preview show?
Your comedy has become more and more vulgar.
Am I interested in doing a live mint Skankfest at Skankfest?
Yes, Skankfest preview show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Comedy Cellar. We're going to actually give away, pay attention to social media. Maybe we'll have the promo code by the time this episode comes out. We can put it in the liner notes, but they don't have to pay for the stream. It'll just be, you'll use the promo code, probably Skankfest or something like that, and you guys can tune into the Mint stream, which is a preview for Skankfest. We just want to show how great Mint service is because they're fucking awesome. So that's going to be on the 20th of September, special Skankfest lineup at the Comedy Cellar.
Sickness.
Hell yeah.
You're hell yeah. Anyway.
All right. So here, let's talk about this.
You said Jeff Garland's getting killed off of the Goldbergs?
Yeah.
They're killing his character?
What? Yep.
I'll tell you what, it is funny. Like, I wonder how they're going to do it because I watched that Dark Side of Comedy Roseanne thing and the way they killed her character off is, that's fucking wild.
What do they do?
Roseanne, they just made one day that no one knew she was taking like opioids.
Oh, she had an overdose?
Yeah, she overdosed on painkillers. And they were like, I didn't even know she was doing it. They just wrote that, was that just moved on quick.
Is that show still on?
I think it is.
Really? I know it took a real hit in the ratings. Like, it was like number one show, and then it like fell apart, but I didn't know if they were still on. So fucked up. So fucked up over the most minor offense.
I heard her being interviewed about it, and it was interesting hearing her say. She goes, yeah, it hurt a lot. Like, a character that's me, that I created, that is what the show is, was just so unceremoniously like, oh yeah, she was just a junkie.
Yeah,
and she died. Like, everyone moves on. It's fine.
Let's see, ABC. However, she proudly claims. Wait, what? Oh, ABC, however, reversed its renewal decision and canceled Roseanne on May 29th, 2000. So it's been off for a while.
No. That's her. The Connors still.
That's Roseanne, still not happens. The Connors. Oh, that's probably the original show.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's fucked up. But so with Jeff Garland, he got in trouble for whatever it was, right? He was.
It's not saying a hilarious joke. He said a hilarious joke on set.
Is that what it was, right? It was just a joke.
Yeah, I said he would like, didn't somebody would like sit down and be like, oh my cunt, oh my pussy. Yeah. Oh my pussy.
And some fucking blue-haired fucking vegan bitch who was 22 was like, I'm uncomfortable with the word pussy coming out of a man's mouth. And he was like, pussy, pussy, pussy. And she was like, ah!
Pussy coming out of my mouth. Pussy.
How the Goldbergs planning to write off Jeff Garland's character for season 10.
Damn.
They found a way to permanently remove his character, Murray Goldberg, from the story, literally killing his character. After an investigation was launched into the allegations of Garland acting inappropriately towards people on the set of the sitcom, Garland left the Goldbergs midway through season 9. Ever since, fans have been curious as to how the show would address his absence in season 10. Now we have the answer. His death. In the interview, Barano said, this is going to be a family that has not reconciled the fact that their father's gone, but has sort of moved on and has dealt with a lot of that.
Yeah, same thing as Roseanne. They're just like, they're going to kill them off, and everyone's going to be like, all right, well, you know, we got to keep living.
Yeah.
So replacing
him. And it won't come up a bunch just to get rid of the character. But that's funny. Has Jeff Garland had any accusations from like Curb Your Enthusiasm world? He's been on that show longer, almost. And
is he still on it?
But whenever it's on, yeah, he's still on it for sure. He's a major part of it. It's like, as there like things that he's like a piece of shit somewhere else? Because
I guess look, it was just on the set of that show. That was the problem. The people on that show didn't want him on because it was. So I guess that really shouldn't was it matter. Separate?
What were the actual accusations? I know that the Ow My Pussy was so high up in the accusations list that I was like, how much better or how much worse could it get than this?
Yeah, I don't know the exact details, but I don't remember hearing anything worse than that. It was just like, that was the thing.
Yeah, like he just kind of curses a bunch and like says vulgar jokes. Quote unquote vulgar jokes, which is like, yeah. I don't know. It didn't seem like.
What would you rather them replace him? They do that on shows sometimes. They did that on Roseanne specifically with Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
They did it on Fresh Prince. They did it on several shows. There used to be a show. It was about an interracial couple and their kids getting together, and they changed the dad from like Frankie, like it was like a big heavy set guy, to like Cleavon Little, who's like a tiny, very skinny guy.
The weird thing on Roseanne is that they switched and then switched back to the original one.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And then they made a joke about it on one of the episodes. It was pretty funny.
Just to acknowledge it.
Yeah, they like made it was like the end. It was like the end credits. And they like sort of like broke the third wall, and like Becky made a joke about being replaced.
She was fucking. When I was young, I thought Roseanne was a great comic. She's always been very good, like a good comic, for sure. Whatever level she was doing, she got famous.
I don't really remember her stand up that well. I just she was like
I thought she was funny on the show.
Yeah, she was great on the show. Yeah, and so the show like was so it was so relatable because it was like fucking, you know, poor people who were just trying to like get. And by the way, they were poor compared to just like the other TV shows that were out. They didn't really make shows about sort of like lower, you know,
yeah,
you know, I guess upper lower class, I'd consider them. They weren't even middle class. They were like, you know, kind of struggling,
broke,
but they owned a house. Like, my perspective was like, I was like, if you owned a house, you're not poor. That's fucking crazy.
As you grow up in rentals, you really do feel like it goes, you own a home.
But just like the path of owning a house for me as a kid, that seemed like such a big, crazy thing. My aunt to this day, my aunt's 85 years old. She talks about owning a house like it's an impossibility. She's like, wow, you know, if you hit the lottery one day.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah. So.
Poor aunt.
Poor Aunt Anne-Marie.
Jeez Louise, poor Marie.
I got her fucking, I got her a thing blessed by the Pope.
I'm sure that meant a lot to her.
Didn't have a punch in the face. Hey, Auntie, the Pope sends us with his regards.
Yeah, but I got a little like pendant, that was like made, and you know, I guess the Pope does his annual blessings of shit that they sell at the Vatican. It's such a scam.
What, shit blessings?
Yeah.
Pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think they'd have to like give that away if they're claiming to be this whole, I don't know.
Well, I will say the Trevi Fountain, so there's over 4 million euro per year thrown into the Trevi Fountain, and they do give that money directly to the homeless communities of Rome.
Okay. Well, there's something.
Yeah. I remember I had
that joke. I want my wishes to go.
I had that joke in my act specifically about robbing the wishing well at the Rainforest Cafe. Yeah. That money was literally used to save the rainforest, and I didn't give a shit at all. Me and my friends just stole all that wet change out of the fountain.
I only took one coin out of the fountain, but it was mine. That was my wish.
Yeah.
Goonies, everybody.
That, I know that's in my joke.
Thank you.
Thanks for paying attention.
What to your jokes? Yeah, no, that's like a super old one.
Yeah, that is. It's an old one. It's an oldie but a goodie. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez.
And he goes, oh, dude, that's like a super old joke. You go, yeah, it is. You go,
thank God.
Okay. He goes, actually, I just wrote it last week. I've been trying it out. He goes, no, but you have something like it, right?
Yeah. So, what else? What else? Is there anything else on here?
Yeah. So much.
Well, there isn't.
Oh, yeah, there is.
This one. The teacher busted for sex with student invited same kid over during house arrest. Hell yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty ballsy.
Yeah. Let's see here. North Carolina teacher busted for sex with student.
It's a male teacher.
Male teacher?
No.
No.
Female teacher.
Elizabeth Suzanne Bailey was originally arrested on 3 felony sex charges, 15-year sexual rape of a victim 15 years or younger.
So 15 years younger. So, well, it's not. It's got to be much younger.
I feel like if it's much younger, they go with like an even younger. They go like 11 or younger or 12 or younger. I feel like it's like
15 it only covers- is 21. 15 years younger would be a 21-year-old. But if it's a student, like a high school student,
no, 15 years old or younger, Jay.
Oh, got you. I got it. Got you. Sorry. Yeah, then that's pretty fucked up. 15 years old.
I remember me and my friends would hitchhike all the time when we were like maybe 13, 12 years old. And we were hitchhiking from the
sex
mall.
Traffic. It was pretty chill.
You know, if you close your eyes, it feels good, no matter what.
Eventually you succumb to it.
We would hitchhike, and I remember there was a fucking chick in like a Camaro, and this chick was like just like maybe a 22, 23 year old fucking. She was hot, dude. She was a hot chick, dude. And I remember she was wearing like a tank top, and you could just see her tits were like coming out the sides of it. They were just like these big old fucking fat titties, dude. And this girl drove us all the way to West Havershaw from Nanuet. And I remember just thinking, like, I really think, dude, I'm so wrong to not follow my instincts, dude, because this chick just wanted to get fucked by 2 12-year-old boys that night. She was a true creepy.
You were wrong
pedophile.
To not follow your instincts.
I was
to
wrong
do that?
To not follow my instincts, dude. I think about it every day of my life.
The one that got away.
This is the teacher.
Oh, she's gross.
Hey,
yuck.
That's her. That's the one who gave me the ride from Amstrad.
Oh, hey, big tits. I didn't know you were a teacher.
Ew.
I guess we weren't talking very much while I had fucking with the 12.
Dude, imagine you get to fuck a teacher that gets arrested and you fuck the only ugly teacher that's getting arrested for this shit.
Oh, I know. The kid that's better be fat or ugly himself.
Yeah, dude.
She looks also dirty. Did they wrestle her out of like mud? She goes, you got me on gardening day. I didn't know I was getting arrested, all right? I would have dressed up.
Yeah, dude, that's rancid, dude.
Is that the only picture of her? She got to clean up a little better than that.
Jay, when you were a little kid, were you ever, what's the closest you've been to being molested, Jay?
Being molested? I don't think.
By the definition, like maybe you were 16 and you hooked up with a 19-year-old, right? So like technically.
Oh, then losing my virginity, 17, 22-year-old. But
I wasn't what was the age of consent in wherever you were?
For sex, I don't know. What's South Jersey?
Oh, so 16.
16? No, that's what I'm saying. So you're like, that's the closest.
Lewis, it's disturbing that you know the answer to all 50 states.
I do.
Very quickly.
Yeah, right off the top of his head. It's one of those things you just remember, like the state capitals. or no, you know what? When I was
I sing it like the Animaniacs.
Maybe when I was 18, but I mean I paid to get like jacked off or whatever by like the Jack Shack places, but it was an older lady.
But that's not being molested. That's
none of nice. These. Yeah, no, I don't think I have any.
Well, you're saying what's
if
the
I do,
closest?
I'm
like, if you have the class, I have. Yeah, I have no story. I was never almost molested.
One time I was like 9.
Tell us that you got molested. Oh yeah, I remember. That's the big fat lady who got in bed with you.
No, that one was like 11.
There's more than that.
That was when I was 11. Yeah, and she wrapped.
I forgot about that
and breathed into my ear.
Oh, Lewis was just shaking.
Yeah.
Oh man,
she was ugly. Hey, she was hot. I would have literally, if she was hot, I would have turned over and I would have kissed her passionately.
Mrs. Ramirez.
One time when I was like 9, this like creepy old dude kept on trying to get me and my friends to come over and swim at his pool.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, that's like a good almost molested, but no, I don't know. I didn't have to. No. Or
and also, you know what?
One I of got my molested parties, and I completely repressed it.
One of my jerk parties, in fact, the kid's mom who jumped in my bed, we used to have little jerk parties, but his older brother would sometimes join the jerk parties. So the brother was like in like college. We were like fucking like 14, dude. And this 19-year-old big dick dude was in there beating with us.
You were all too old for this.
No, maybe not 14. We were middle school, maybe.
Oh, man, that
19-year-old came to come beat with you?
Beat with his 12-year-old brother and his friend. I remember him being in college, so he had to be at least 18.
Jesus.
Oh, man. No, I had, like, babysitters be mean to me, but it wasn't molesty.
They didn't yell at your dick until you came?
No. No. Yeah, it wasn't almost more. I don't know. I wasn't a very fuckable kid.
Maybe not with that attitude, though. Dude. It's all confidence, dude.
You're right. That's my problem. Because I was rocking boobs. I had a bald baby boyish face. Very sexy. Was anybody else? Alex, Brian, were you guys molested at all?
Anyone else? Now's the time.
As close as you've been to being molested. Girls, I think girls Knightley, have dealt with it a lot more.
Oh, girls have dealt with it probably a lot more. A neighbor paying extra attention.
I mean, I can't think of anything. Like, if anything happened, I was probably just blissfully unaware of it being creepy, like innocently unaware, you know?
You just get an old man's dick in her mouth. She goes, "Is this molesting?"
But you've never even like been in a situation where like, oh shit, that kind of like ended up with me being kidnapped.
Not that I could think of. Definitely not when I was like underage. Like I feel like in college I would be stupid and like let dudes drive me off like campus sometimes, and I'd be like, I don't even know this person. I shouldn't do this. Mm. But never as a kid.
Yeah, my sister one time when she was like 7 or 8, I remember they were riding their bikes and this guy in like a car started chasing these little girls, like trying to get them in his car, and they like they like rode away. And then I remember like my sister and her friend Carly like split up. It was like 2 of them, and Carly like got back home to where we were, and she was like crying. She was like, "This guy's chasing us. I don't know where Jenny's at." And there was like 10 minutes where like my sister's been kidnapped. My sister's on a different route.
She just took a different route home.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, it's got to be a scary few minutes.
Yeah. Well, not for me. I was like, yes, couple gifts on Christmas.
So this was like, poor bastard. He's going to be annoyed out of his mind in a few minutes.
Brian.
Oh, he'll return her.
Brian, who put their hands inside of you that made you grow that beautiful girl hair?
That's really funny. I had an old dude at the park one day tell me I'd be a really pretty girl.
Nice.
Like, and I was like 12.
And you kissed
like, him. You'd be like a real pretty girl. And then he tried to invite us all to hang out on his porch and smoke weed.
Hell yeah. Did you do it?
So
fuck no.
Brian, free weed.
No, dude.
Oh, man. I bet the rest of your friends were like, Brian, get over there and do stuff with this guy. Excuse me. He's like, we're all go over there. He goes, he's talking to you.
No, dude. I stayed away from the stranger danger.
Good for you, buddy.
Want us? He wants.
I'm proud that you're still a full man.
Oh, what a full man. This has been a fun one, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah.
Lewis, is your internet ended up working out?
Yeah, it did.
Everything came together. Everything came together. We will catch you guys live from the stand on Monday. Special guest Brian Callen coming in.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Stay tuned for that. We'll ask questions about the set of Goldbergs. We got so many questions to ask. No, it's going to be a fun one, and we'll catch you guys then. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.